as some of you may know, tomorrow I am leaving San Francisco for a while and coming back December, first or second. I'm not so clear yet, but for 3 months I shall be in Japan. I feel very sorry for you not to be with you. But there is something I must do for Zen Center. First of all, Dick Baker will receive transmission. And I'm hoping that we can, Dick and me can do something, you know, for even a little bit of important important teaching, if we can translate it into English, it may be one step for Zen Center practice. Teaching is not something which we talk about for people in general. Only, you know, who is ready to receive transmission, you know, can study, because it is pretty difficult to study. But it is, I think, it is important for us, you know, for you to know what kind of idea we have in about our practice, or about our everyday life, or about our zazen. Without this kind of fundamental understanding, it is pretty difficult to make the purpose of our practice clear. It is usually, you know, when someone receive transmission, we had, you know, lecture for some selected people, 10 or more people, you know. Only for that kind of lecture, only yellow-robed person could attend. It is called Zenkaiye, or Shitsunai Sanmotsu Hiben Koa. I attended several times there. It was pretty difficult to figure out clearly, you know, clear my understanding. It was pretty difficult, especially when it is written in Chinese. It is very difficult. We can read it, but it is difficult even to make question about it. Maybe this kind of study will be a whole life study, and it was to study over and over again. But it may be necessary, you know, to explain it, to translate it, you know, as much as possible. This kind of thing I have in my mind, but I myself is very busy in Japan, and he will be also busy, and he has to go to AH. So I cannot promise you whether we can do it or not. One by one, whenever we, you know, have yellow-robed monk, a student, you know, little by little, if we can contribute something for us, will be eventually result will be great, I think. This is not something which we can do without many people's help, many teachers' help. More and more we will be concentrated in this direction. To make our practice stronger and clear. Fortunately, Dogen Zenji's way of study is not just, you know, study of Zen. His study covers all the Buddhism. So it may take pretty long time, you know, to understand him. But if we make effort little by little, then I think we'll have very good understanding of our way. Not only Zen, but also all Buddhism. So for us, it is necessary, you know, to study. Intellectual study is also important. But one person cannot do everything. So according to your background, you can, you know, share our study. So you have various chance, you know, various possibility in our study. Those who are interested in some other teaching, they can study some other teaching. those who are interested in practice of Zen, they can study practice of Zen. Those who have good understanding of some other philosophy or some other culture study, they can, you can contribute for our study. You don't have to, you know, afraid of anything. You know. You cannot, it is almost impossible for you to get out of our study. Whatever you study, it will contribute our study. So we do not discriminate Zen or other teaching. At the same time, for us, it is not so easy, you know, to organize or to, you know, to organize our study. First of all, we should be very friendly with each other, without insisting someone's own way, you know. We must have very wide, generous mind, and we should understand with each other. That is, actually, why we practice together. Also, our study is very wide, but fortunately, we have center of the study. That center, you know, will be realized by your practice of Zen and by your teacher. So, you know, teacher's responsibility is to give you the center of the study and to give you the center of your life. And for you, you know, it is important. It is indispensable to have the center of your study. When you have the center of the study, you don't afraid of anything, because you can, you know, always there's no because you have always some conviction in your study. So intellectual study is very superficial, and sometimes it is very stimulating, and sometimes it is very strong. So if you don't have center, you will be always shaking, like this. But when you have center, even though you go this way, back and forth, but you don't root yourself, that is flexibility. Because without the center of study, you will be easily get into some sectarian or fanatic, religion. When you have center, you have you don't have to lead it, or you don't have to be even strong. You stay quite flexible. Someone said, Dogen Zenji went to China just to get a flexible mind. That is why he what he studied. What he studied in China. But that is because of his strong conviction, because of because he had center in his study. According to him, that is transmitted way or spirit he had flexible mind, and he didn't afraid of anything, he didn't cling to anything, and he said when he came back to Japan, he said, I came back with nothing. And I found out our eyes is and our nose is vertical. That is what I have. What he found out in Japan. That kind of conviction will you will have that kind of conviction if you really understand what is the center of practice. Zen center, we call ourselves Zen center. But center is important. Zen center, cultural center, or you can call us, various ways, But Santa is very important anyway. We have, as you must have noticed already, we have started some formal and rigid, you know, practice. Maybe it looks like so, maybe. Why we do this is just to find out, you know, the center of our practice. We have, you know, the meaning of, you know, or why we have, we started the center is because our practice is more and more our Zen practice losing our center. And so naturally Zen student will be involved in idea of Soto or Rinzai, you know. Without knowing what is Rinzai or what is Soto. And especially, you know, I'm sorry to say so, but especially in Japan, you know, Zen is not so healthy. And they are involved in various, you know, unnecessarily covered or, you know, covered by old, you know, old traditional way. Although we are, you know, practicing very rigidly practicing something, but our way is, you know, if you say old, it is old, older than, you know, this way of practice in Japan has become popular. We are going back, we want to study original, you know, old, pure way of Dogen. So the way we are studying is Dogen's way, which was not so popular when he started. He confronted with, you know, various way of practice which was popular at his time. So to get rid of that kind of popular way of study, he rigidly practiced something sincerely with few students. And that kind of way more and more developed. But at the same time, when Soto school became popular, our way became more and more impure. So we want to go back to the original way, which was practiced just by Dogen and his students. And through this kind of pure practice, we want to understand or realize his pure way. As we are, we have started this kind of group here, we think we should not introduce something which is not so important. We want to introduce you something which is pure and which is easier to understand. Which is even beyond culture background. I think if we introduce, the way which was established by him when he did not like the practice which was going at his time. So in this sense, to introduce his way, his pure way here, means to introduce something which is more appropriate for American new generation. That is why we started Zen Center. And another point was, in Japan, only priests are practicing Zen. If you go to AH, no layman cannot practice Zen with monks. This is wrong. Here in Zen Center, monks and city people, well, whatever they are, can practice our way in the same place. Even though you listen to teaching of Dogen, if you don't practice, it is impossible to find out why he you know, left that kind of, why he practiced his way in such a way. So for us, the most important thing is practice, and to practice with people is the motto of Zen Center. Not just priest, with, you know, everyone, to practice the Zen is the most important point of our practice here, especially in city. And that is also Bodhisattva way. And that is the only way to only way for religion to survive. If you know, Buddhism, when Buddhism owned, you know, is understood just by priest, it doesn't, you know, help people. It doesn't survive in that way. In its true sense, it doesn't survive. Rejecting various purposes of propagating our way without nothing, without anything, to be with people and to help to practice with them. And what will result is real help for the people. When we practice our way with this spirit, I think through Buddha's spirit will be actually here. I have no special, you know, purpose of. Oh, you cannot hear? I have no purpose of my trip to Japan this time, but I want to be, you know, with Dick and with my close friend as much as possible. And I don't want to try to, you know, explain what we are doing here, you know. But for some people, it will be a good stimulation, you know, for the sincere person. What we are doing will be, you know, will be good news. And more teachers like Yoshida Roshi or Tatsugami Roshi will come and help us, I hope. actually. They will be also helped, by you, as I am very much encouraged by your sincere practice, sincere pure practice. And we feel, a kind of responsibility. You do not come to Zen Center. You didn't come to Zen Center to be a priest or to be, to have some special, status. You just, came and studying something which we have here. And you are sticking our way for many years now. And you don't leave the center. it is awful thing. To see. it is terrible thing. And I myself don't know what to do. But anyway, we are doing here, we are doing something. Sometimes I feel very bad, because I'm losing my physical, strength more every day, each year, when you are growing fast. But maybe as long as you keep this kind of sincerity in your study of yourself, then I think you have naturally good teacher from everywhere. This is, I think, something amazing, And at the same time, we should be very grateful to come across this this kind of situation. I don't think this kind of chance. I don't think human being will have this kind of chance so many times. Maybe many once in many hundreds of years. I think we are now in very, important. We came to very important time. Without this kind of, understanding what we are doing doesn't make any sense. We are we do not contribute our society so much. But because of the world situation, or human world situation is like this, we have to do this. And because you feel you have to do something with this kind of situation, you are here and studying. Not only ourselves, I think many and many people in America have same feeling. And even in Japan, the young generation, you know, it has have same feeling. Maybe that, you know, crazy people, you may say, but in usual time, you know, if it is 50 years or 30 years ago, we are crazy people. We are crazy. But now, you know, we are not crazy at all. So I think we must be very grateful to be here and studying something here, even though we don't know what is it. I think something with, you know, if you believe in your Buddha nature within yourself, something must come out from us. Something must result from our activity or from our effort. So as long as you have this kind of pure effort, no one can fool you. You know, when you have some idea of study, you will be easily fooled by him or someone. But when you don't care for anything, there's no way to fool you. Even though, you know, he showed you, you know, a beautiful car. Oh, I don't care for that. Even though someone gives you a lot of money, you may say, oh, no, I don't care for money. There's no way to fool you. But there's some danger, you know. The danger I feel, you know, is when you have involved in practice of gaining idea, you know, that is one danger. So, as Dogen, we should not practice our way for something else. Not even for ourselves. We should study our way just for the way, not for anything else. Then no one can fool you. So eventually, you know, you think some idea which is called truth, you know. You will be easily pulled by the word truth. So even Buddhism will be, the name of Buddhism will be very dangerous for us. That is, you know, our way, actually. So we must not give any chance, you know, for anyone to fool you. You know, you shouldn't be fooled by something. When he Dogen Zen said, I found, you know, our eyes is level and our nose is horizontal. And I am not fooled by anything, fooled by anyone. That is, I think, very strong and very strong conviction in his practice, you know, in himself. Even though I don't understand anything, it is okay. Even though I am nobody, it is okay. Then no one can fool you. That is important. So on this point, you know, you should be very strict with yourself. Don't be fooled by anything. Or don't try to be fooled by something. You know, sometimes I see many people who is studying, you know, Zen, just to be fooled by someone. But it is, you know, if so, he is going opposite way. When you have this kind of spirit, naturally you will be friendly. You know, and you will help with each other, and we can extend our way. Maybe 3 months will not be so long time. At the end of December, I will see you again. If I am not fooled by something. Thank you very much.